In this episode, we talk all things about business, how my business really grew up into adulthood, which is amazing. And we're going to be talking about Kate Northrup's Origin Program, plus a lot of changes that we've seen on Instagram. Hello there. It's been a while since we spoke last, and so many things have changed. And I think one of the number, well, there's so many things. I feel like I grew up, like I, over last time we talked, the last time we spoke, I wasn't a full adult yet, and now I am. Now I thought I was a full adult when I bought my washer, but it seems like in all places, in my business, in my life, in my home, in my even just getting it together with like kind of like balancing your checkbook of life, I feel like I'm finally in adulthood and it feels really good. I don't know why I was resisting so much, but there's so much that has changed. Aside from what we're going to be talking about, changes in algorithm, I feel like I also did one too, like personally, which is really, really cool. One of the things I think that stands out for me is like the mindset change. And I have to really, really credit Kate Northrup's program for that. She has a monthly program called Origin, which I've been a member for probably over a year. And it's really incremental. And just listening to her private podcast, which is the group call and the training and what we, you know, whatever the theme is for that month that we have to learn together. I say have to, I have to. In fact, it's so amazing that I share what I teach to my small team. It's that important. I want us to all get into our team here to get into that mind frame where, you know what, body first, business is second. And we are, all of us are doing our part to really recognize that that's more important. It's really interesting because I remember when I worked in the beauty industry and I had a boss and I would tell her like, beauty was first, business was kind of second, but not really, but it was very toxic and weird. But anyway, one of the things that we could actually go out for work was, oh, well, if we had to get a facial or if we had to get that haircut appointment, we can go out a little early, like, you know, knock off an hour early just to make sure that we reach our appointment or go in an extended lunch break to do that. And I was like, oh, this is so great. But when I think about how I created my business and what we're doing, the reality is that we have to put us first. And it's something that we've seen, especially during COVID. I think that everybody's being very vocal on what doesn't work in the workplace and how do we honor people that we work with. As a business owner, it's really important for me. It's very important for me to keep the people that are working with me very happy. And that means that they're going to be well-rested, happy human beings, which is gorgeous. And what is going to be the byproduct of that is that our productivity, the quality of the work, the relationships that we have with our clients are at a different level. It's a different plane altogether, and we're thriving and we're killing it. And that is exactly how I envision the company. So much so that we're more of a collaboration. We're not a company, we're a collaboration. There's no hierarchy here. If I introduce anybody in my company, they're a colleague. They are not a employee or an assistant, whatever it is that you want to use for roles, titles. Those, yes, they have titles and it's to celebrate their brilliance. However, we are very much into having that equal playing field, and there's a really mutual respect going on that I am so grateful for and I really, really honor. So Kate Northrup helped me change a lot of ways. I didn't even know I was going to be talking about this, but I just finished doing Actually, it's still in the middle of, because I missed a couple of days because I'm in New Zealand and some of the calls were like at 4 a.m. So I still got to catch up on those. But the course is regenerative business, and it goes really deeper with the connection that we have with the earth, our bodies, what we need to do. And I think one of her most compelling questions that she had for the group was, what do you think is more of a regenerative business? I can't say regenerative. What is the regenerative typical thing that we should be doing more of, but in corporate or in, you know, if we told anybody else, it's something that we should be shamed for. And one of the thing is, I have to take a nap. Like around 3 or 4 o'clock, I am done. And I just need to either reconnect. And I get up super early, like 5 o'clock is probably my normal time I wake up. I need to like shut down and reboot it, you know, but that's probably one of the most embarrassing things. And I remember, when I worked with 20th Century Fox and Universal, I was nervous because I had to work a full day and not take a nap. And I know that past that time, my work was going to be shit. And my eyes were going to get tired. Reading comprehension was going to slow down. I was going to disconnect from everybody. I just knew, and it was really hard to push through. So I adopted caffeine breaks, you know, stuff like that. I didn't do Red Bulls. Oh, goodness. I think I would have been totally wired. But I was wired when I worked there. And a lot of it was just like, oh, I'll just, you know, I usually have like maybe one cup of coffee a day that turned to 5. And it was awful. And it can be very addicting here in New Zealand, because I will say that it's probably the best place in the world to get artisan coffee. And yes, I'm saying that in the face of other countries that really pride themselves, like Italy and France and even Australia. But there's no other place on earth that can even compare. So the addiction meets the artistry. It's so good. But anyway, it has been so eye-opening when Kate had responded and saying, yeah, isn't that something that we think that's a shameful thing, but really it's the right energy at the right time. And the more that we lean into what we need to do in our right energy, it's actually spills over into your business. And I sort of knew that, but to get that validation was amazing. And to see through her program, connecting the dots. Why is it working? Why does it boost your productivity? Why does it open you up to a lot of different types of opportunity once you do things for your body and rest and anything that you need, right? Nourishment, definitely movement in your body. All of that was just, it was really eye-opening, and I just felt like, wow, this is amazing. So yeah, definitely something that I recommend for all entrepreneurs. Regenerative business, that program just closed, but I'm certain that they're going to be opening up their origin applications or enrollment soon. So I wanted to put this out there, because not only do I endorse her, if you and I were sitting at a coffee table and you're one of my colleagues or you know, doing that entrepreneurial thing, and you're like, yeah, man, I'm just feeling tired and overwhelmed and exhausted, and I just don't have any more to give, and which is basically me. Which is basically me for years. I'm doing a crossover too, where I feel like I'm going into another timeline, and my partner, my husband, is even meeting me at that timeline and going, hey, what do you need? Like, this is just a really good time for me. And I think a lot of it has to do with cultivating and understanding my own language on how I can express this. And I think from years of just what I would call little bits of here and there trauma from work relationships, from relationships in general, getting a voice behind what you want is very important. And this program has really helped me develop that. So I just wanted to say that bit. And then, yeah, that's, I mean, I can't talk more about it. It's amazing. You got to check it out. I'm going to put the link in our description notes here too, so you'll be able to check it out yourself. The other change is our website grew up. It grew up. So if you go to socialglobalgrind.com, it's much more interactive. It is, it's a place of service to small businesses or even medium-sized businesses. They don't know where to start. They don't know how to engage their staff in developing social media. We're a lot of different things, but primarily we use social media as an SEO tool. So search engine optimization, so you can be findable, you can be accessible. That has always been our thing, to democratize and equalize your presence amongst other brands out there by using social media to put you there in the forefront. So our website absolutely conveys that. It also is, I think, really a magnet to people that just want to be able to not only progress in social media, but also teach their staff, their in-house staff, on how to do this. And this is really exciting for us because I venture that not a lot of social agencies are doing that, especially here in New Zealand. There's a lot of people that are saying they're digital. Oh, we're digital strategists. And they're very bro type businesses. But what they're not getting is that there is a principal element that everybody forgets over here. And I understand it. They're quite new in it. I've been in this game since 2006. I understand the evolution. I've been in it. I've seen it. I've participated in it. And it's quite new still here in New Zealand. The big, huge difference between us and a lot of other social media agencies around here is they don't think granularly. They don't think realistically. They do not resonate. They just put out branding video after branding video, and there's no connection. And the only successful ones that are just achieving real heights are the independent people with small businesses that are showing up on TikTok, that are telling their story on Reels, and they're really connecting with the audience. And people just do not get that. And they don't understand what keywords are applicable on social media and how to do that and how to use hashtags in a way where if you type in Oakland Plumber, you're going to come up on top. Like, all of those elements are just not hitting it with other agencies. And I get frustrated and angry because they're selling you a bag of whatever instead of having you, you know, really reach your goal. And that is to be recognizable when people are looking for a product or a service like you, or having you as a surprise element of what, oh, I didn't know I needed that. I need that. And that is exactly what we do. So I'm really proud of the work that we've done with the website and how it looks and how refreshed it is. And I think that we're really going after those people that want to move the needle in their business. So I'm very excited about that for sure. Now, speaking about moving things and just surprises in general, is that just previously we saw that the Instagram feed totally changed. And then it appears like it changed back. So I have to like check in on that. So we went into this whole pitch going, oh my gosh, you know, why does it look like TikTok? And one of the things that I've noticed was that, it was like last Friday, a week from now, where I was scrolling onto the feed and it was all like TikTok videos. It was all the reels that were there. So we were just kind of scrolling through. The other bit was, if you had a static image, it was smaller, and it was very stagnant, so much so that if you would naturally just go, you'd swipe up, like, I don't want to see this. It's not moving. So I'm not going to stay on here. So we just moved up. So over the weekend, I wrote this article and on Monday, we're gangbusters. I'm alerting the team. All of our clients are going to roll into video, and we're going to do explainer videos first, and we'll talk about explainer videos on another time. But explainer videos are going to be where they're part still images and there's actual moving imagery as well with overlay of words on the video. Let's go, 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 go. So we're deploying all of this new social media stuff. And then within a week, it starts to slowly go back to what it is. Now, before this even happened, I kept on thinking in my head, Instagram is flailing badly. I mean, if you had to adjust, keep on adjusting to be more like your competitor, you're not it. And everybody knows you're not it. And your ads are clunky. You are clunky. You're not even giving us a chance to understand where you're going. There's never like this huge, like, not that I expect it because I never have, but if they even did something like, just to go back to that transparency, do those like Apple type, you know, conferences like, hey, this is what we're doing. This is the announcement. This is the rollout. This is what we're going to do. And this is how we're going to help small businesses. And I honestly think that Facebook, Meta, is not on the side of the small business owner. And that always just bothers me. It bothers me immensely. Their rollout on what they really wanted you to do in the beginning, on how many posts you have to do to be relevant, how many posts, and in those posts, how many hashtags you should have. You know what I mean? And it was always changing. And there's so many incremental stuff. Whereas in TikTok, it's very flowy. It's very easy. The only thing that I have issue with is when you hit the link on the bio, it warns you not to go outside of it. And then it doesn't really transcend to, like, if you want to open up in a browser, you can't. So it's a little hard. But I think they're recognizing it, because what I do is I actually jump to Instagram to get the links and open it up in the browser. And I think that TikTok is recognizing that, and they're trying to keep all of their people within the app. So I think they're going to change all of that soon. But just going back to, you know, if this is going to be a thing, right? Instagram is always going to be changing. Instagram is always going to try to look like TikTok. So what do we need to do? How do we need to reposition it? I will put the link into the article here. But there are two really cool websites that you can use to help create videos in particular, and Canva is one. Canva, we used to do all of our stuff on phone apps. Like, okay, we're going to create everything on these great phone apps and it's going to be amazing and da, 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 da. And yes, that's great. But what we found with our creative team is that Canva is the preference. So we use Canva a lot to really structure and layer what we need to do. It's our particular videos that we're doing for our company on LinkedIn. They look really, really flash. They look really polished. Very excited on how they look. So Canva is someplace that we always recognize what you should be using to produce social media. We have worked with companies that are hand in hand using Canva. Our professional level Canva that we do pay monthly for, we are able to, and I'm pretty sure you could do this with even unpaid, but if we come up with a template, we can share that with a client and the client can start to learn how to drop and drag images, video, all sorts. So that's really cool. The other one where it's like, oh, I'm feeling really apprehensive of doing Canva and editing my own videos, that's a lot. That's fine. There's another one that we really like using a lot for ourselves, and it's called Lumen 5. Lumen 5 will go to your blog, pull out all of the content, and based on what you've chose as the theme or the look and feel of what you want the video to look like, it will do it for you. Like, literally do it for you. You can make tiny adjustments as you would. It's quite user-friendly. It's really, really easy. And you can use this all the time, which is great. So it depends on what you want to do. I think as a business owner, less is always more. Lumen 5 would be great. If you do have some in-house help, you can do Canva. and they can go ahead and piece that together for you. My only advice is if you have anybody other than yourself do social media, there needs to be an approval process before you publish it. So just give it, you know, give it a moment. You know, it's like, oh yeah, they're doing social media for me. And then you're not even, you're sort of looking at it, but you're not really paying attention to it. That is wrong. You are giving somebody that is doesn't understand fully what your vision is for the company, where you want to go, because that discussion probably didn't even really wasn't there when you asked somebody to take the social media part from you. They are unsure on how to do things, but they understand how they would. So there needs to be an approval process where you're like, oh yeah, yeah, can you send that over to me? And we actually talk about the approval process. If you go to our homepage and you scroll down, there is a masterclass on how you can actually do all of that on Asana, which is free. So it's, and Asana is also free. So if you wanted to go that, go to socialglobalgrind.com and check that out. It's really cool. It's so empowering to understand how the pieces and the mechanisms work together. And it's really super simple. I think it's about an hour of just listening time, and there's video there too for a resource that you can share with your in-house team, but it's so accessible, and that's what we do. We want to make everything really accessible. Yeah, so there you go. To summarize, I've grown up. I have a grown-up LLC company. I am very happy that we actually got a bookkeeper that's going to help us. We're turning an absolute adult leaf, which is gorgeous. And yeah, we're just here to serve. And I'm so excited to be in this place and share that with you. And I'm going to list all the links below of what we talked about and really wish you guys well. And of course, if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me on social media. My links are also below. And you can also email me if you like at Francesca@socialglobalgrind.com. And we can continue the discussion there. So if you have any questions, just let me know. So good to see you here. I would love to have you come back and look at our next episode. Thank you so much for listening, and bye for now. Like many small business owners, doing all the things to run a successful business, like keeping the lights on and introducing new clients to your business, can be overwhelming, let alone the planning, learning, and executing your social media. Introducing Social Collab. Social Collab is designed to make the process of social media easy. If you have a small team, or even if you're on your own, we have designed Social Collab just for you. We have modeled Social Collab after solo business owners and that we work with internationally, and produces content that you're proud of and also has meaningful engagement. Your next step is to click below on our Calendly link and book a discovery call today. Mention this podcast for a special limited time offer.